What's up, everybody? So I meant to post this yesterday for the Monday podcast, and my recording got deleted before I had posted it. So I'm going to try to do one this morning and then try to do another one later today to try to make up for not having one yesterday, even though, I don't know, there's part of me that's made a couple and then easily just wants to not make one. One day, I already took Sunday off, so I want to try to stay on track, try to keep making these short little podcasts, and just keep going with it. So the last two podcasts have been on just talking about the stock market a little bit. One first podcast about the stock I own, Facebook, that's been doing really good, and then the second podcast about my stock in Snapchat that so far has not been doing great. So we'll continue to watch and see how those go. So I'm going to do kind of like a third piece to that, not specifically on the stock market, but just other ways, including the stock market, that I like diversifying / investing my money. I really like and enjoy the fact that, or the idea of purchasing something, whether it be stocks or shoes or a house, and then it has a certain value, and after you've bought it, through one way or another, the value of that can then increase. Whether it's stocks in the stock market, you buy at a certain price, those can obviously decrease, but you know, hopefully the price of that and the value of that is going to go up without you really doing anything. Another thing for me is I'm just kind of hard to get sneakers, buy them, hold on to them, and kind of watch the value go up. As long as you don't wear them, you keep them in mint condition, what we like to call dead stock sneakers. And you know, you bought this and you paid $160 for it, and then very quickly that retail price, depending on the sneaker, can go up to $200, $300, $500. I mean, just for some things, a ridiculous amount of money. And then, you know, just buying a house, you know, buy a house, which me and my wife did this last year, and just the idea of us fixing that up, making some changes to it, making some improvements, and then hopefully increasing that value, you know, with the thought of one day selling it, flipping it, for a profit. And I think, you know, you can very easily, I know for me, I can take my money, I can buy something and then use it, or buy something that I don't really need, and the value of that item automatically goes down. Whether it's a car, whether it's clothes, whether it's shoes that you just buy and you wear, and all those things are fine, for sure. I know for me, in my experience, I'm just wanting to grow my wealth and like invest my money better and stuff. You know, taking a portion of my money, not just sticking it in a savings account, which is also a great idea as well. You know, a much safer place to build up a savings and to to grow that money a little bit in case of emergencies or for the long run. But also just a way to put that on the side and for that money to make, you know, make money off of that money you've already made, I think is just a really cool thing. And for me, it's just been a great way for us, for me and my wife, Elon, to grow, you know, to grow our wealth, our current situation and stuff, to help us move in the direction that we want to move in, help us get closer to our goals over the next few years. I think those are great ways to help out with that, especially if, you know, in my job, like for the foreseeable future, or at least for a while, like I'm not gonna, you know, I can't really make more money easily than what I'm already making, you know. And then, you know, a way to help out with that is by taking the money I have made and saving a portion of that and then reinvesting it, whether it might be the stock market or how we saved up for our house or buying shoes and flipping those shoes, or, you know, just putting another great thing, just putting a couple $100 away each month into like a Roth IRA, just watching that build over time. And it just compounds month after month after month. And that's really, you know, for the long-term play of, you know, when you're 60, 70 years old. But yeah, for me, these are just things that I really enjoy, really get excited about, just watching that grow on the side. And I think that is going to be it.